is Thursday. Welcome to Tocast Shorts, a new show that wishes you already built your PC a few months ago. I'm Nas.
I'm Jason.
I'm Rusty.
Yeah, we're still talking about prices on PC builds. They're getting outrageous right now.
Absolutely insane. It's
even more so than during the great GPU apocalypse of 2020.
See, the great GPU apocalypse, you know, that hurt a very, you know, a relatively small portion of, you know, of computer users, right? You didn't necessarily need to have a high-powered GPU to do certain things. You know, that affected people who rendered stuff at home, gamers, things, you know, people who needed that extra power. What's happening in the market right now is affecting everybody, and it's not going to be just computers. That's the craziness. So, we got a couple bits of hardware news this week that has kind of actually moved on from last week and kind of expanded on things. Is last week we were talking about just, RAM prices in general, right? There was a shortage in RAM. We got a 1-2 punch, over the last week. In the last week, what we had was, just expanding on that, we also had Micron, which
I think it's a bigger story.
Yeah, this is huge. So Micron announced that they're exiting the consumer market, and Micron is in control and makes crucial RAM and storage devices.
I think exiting the consumer market completely is probably a little bit hyperbolic. I mean, Micron could still sell.
They said they were
to consumers, but if they do sell to consumers now, it's most likely going to be through board partners like Kingston or Team Group or something like that, right?
Well, that's why they're out of crucial brand.
Brand is what's going away.
Yeah, but they were saying they were out of supply and they only could supply AI at this point.
Yeah. So this is what's going, what's going to happen with Micron here is, they are, ending the crucial brand of consumer memory and storage products. That's effective right now. What they will do is they'll continue to ship their current products from now until probably around February of next year. As they sell out of what they've currently, produced, right? And they will continue to honor warranties, for all, current, and existing crucial products, after they've, stopped selling the brand. The reason why that they wanted to do this is basically the same reason why, there was a price hike in DRAM, and that is that they're shifting their focus towards higher demand, higher profitability, AI data center, and enterprise customers, and that the process of exiting this sucks because they've been in, they've been, a very trusted brand for PC builders, as long as I've been building computers, at least, I've used crucial memory in a lot of computers. So it's really rough to see them go. And it's going to have, we're going to have issues with this. There's a couple things that's going to happen from this. Issue number one, we're going to run into, a drought of additional, DRAM makers, or consumer part manufacturers. And we're going to run into a bit of an issue with getting good quality parts. Not just having parts in general, but having trusted brands. The consumer market is not good for consumers. It's not good at all. Which means that we, again, like I said last week, are more apt to get lower quality products, as we get second bin stuff, and the higher bin stuff goes towards AI data centers. That's concerning from a PC built standpoint. Sure, not every home PC needs to have the best of the best, but if you're an enthusiast, that matters.
It's kind of like telling a car enthusiast that you can't build a hot rod anymore.
Right.
Telling them you can't get the big ass, bored out carburetor for their, 60s or 70s muscle car. Right.
Right. There's smaller manufacturers that do, that step in those situations. Like there's, those people who, that do specialized stuff, and it's possible that could be a thing in the PC market, but I don't see it happening the way that, that this technology is made. Like you're taking something that requires like a specialized chip plant versus like somebody that can, that can bore out bore out a head or something, right? So they're both specialized, but in different ways, right? In this, we're running into, what can be done on a silicon wafer, right? And we're seeing more and more that these companies are, they're hedging their bets towards a more data center driven, approach to what can be, what can be done on every silicon wafer. And we're seeing it in the RAM space right now. You can only make so many things at a time. And when you make it on a silicon wafer, you're going to be making, you want to get as much out of it as possible. We're also going to be seeing it in CPUs. A couple things that's and I think I even talked about this, or touched on this last week, is that it, could possibly, touch CPUs. Well, I was right. We're looking at a possibility here of having a knock-on effect in CPUs. In fact, we've got a couple of reports saying that AMD plans on raising their prices, effective, a few days ago, actually, on their 9000 series CPUs up to 10%. Now I looked to see what the trends are, just a few minutes ago, to see where the CPU prices have changed. And I haven't seen much, but like I said, it's up to 10%, but that can still be significant because as
40 bucks, 50 bucks. Yeah.
Right. As prices go up, then you start to see, more knock-on effects for other, other products.
It's just an overall silicone shortage is what it is. And all these things borrow from that, right?
Right. Well,
as far as the RAM goes, right, it's a wafer shortage. Now, there's not been anything suggesting that we're seeing an overall silica shortage. I think it's more that they're going to have to reallocate silica to the specific wafer size and nodes that is used for RAM, which is going to take away from CPUs.
Well, the other thing is that, as I was saying before, these production, the production facilities that make all of the silicon wafers that has to do with CPUs, DRAM, all of the things that, that that run the technology world these days, they're limited by the amount that they can make in those facilities. And they're very highly specialized facilities to make these products, to the point where spinning up a new facility isn't as easy as just like ordering the, ordering the, the manufacturing equipment. It has to be, either all super clean rooms, yada, yada, yada.
Well, right? So there's power infrastructure. Like that's an issue we're running into here in Northeast Oklahoma, is power infrastructure for the data centers that are popping up.
Well, it's not just the data centers that, it's so with data centers are the cause of the problem. But the really root cause of this issue is the production facilities like TSMC, for instance, has only so many production facilities, and they're almost all overseas, right? There isn't anything local here in the United States that can produce chips in that quantity.
In that quantity, because technically both the TSMC production facility that's currently two-thirds complete is producing on a small scale. Same with the Intel fab that was built in Arizona.
Right. The thing is with those fabs, there is a ramp up time for each one of those new fabrication facilities. Every single one of those is going to be able to, create silicon wafer, but the process for each facility is unique. Being able to get a good silicon wafer, something that is highly, that's high bend, as we see it, say it, and that is basically, this is the best that they can get out of the chip, out of the whole silicon wafer. These have the best performances. To get that quality of silicon requires fine tuning on the production facility level, which means every time that one of these is spun up, there's lead times. You have to actually kind of like go through a lot of junk to get to the cream of the crop. And then, that cream of the crop is very, because it is the fastest RAM, the fastest CPUs, those are the things that the enthusiasts look for. And that's what the prices are reflecting here, is the price of everything is going up because that highly binned stuff, that highly, highly sought after best of the best is going towards data centers now. So even if we was to make new facilities happen, it's going to take time for those facilities to ramp up to that quality of product. And that's not going to help, it's going to help in the long term, but it won't help in the short term. So the takeaway from this is, we really hope that you bought your PC or built your PC about 2 or 3 months ago, because right now is a really bad time to buy PC parts, and it's only going to get worse in the future. So, if you listen to this before the before Christmas on in 2025, look for your sales on PCs right now, because you're looking at PCs, laptops, mobile devices, and during the last CPU chip shortage, there was a chip shortage for cars. If that tells you anything about where this could go, that is I don't want to say, hey, you gotta get anything with a chip right now, but be prepared for some knock-on effects. It's not just your enthusiast market that that can be affected. This can affect a lot more than just the enthusiast market. A lot of things used RAM, a lot of things use this processor, these processing nodes, and it can affect the prices, not just on PCs. It's a wild time. And hopefully these new fabs can get up to speed, but we're looking at
But realistically, those new fabs are still 2 years away.
Yeah. So we're looking at a really rough time right now, you know, to build and to have, you know, AI really like pull a lot of this stuff. So.
Well, what do you guys think? Do you, you guys share our unoptimistic view of this dystopian PC building future or not? If you would, leave us a comment below here on the Tiltcast YouTube at Tiltcast or youtube.com/Tiltcast and shorts with a Z. And of course, find full episodes at thetiltcast.com, iTunes and Spotify, and the website. We'll come back Saturday with some more news. Catch you guys around.